One of the best known and critically acclaimed car racing video games of all time is Gran Turismo. Now, the first game in this series was on the original PlayStation console way back in 1997, and yes, I still have a copy that I drag out every now and then. Now, on the 20th anniversary of the series, the latest game in the series, Gran Turismo Sport, has just arrived. Now, to talk us through this new release for PlayStation 4 is possibly one of the biggest Gran Turismo fans. Now, I say this because he loves the series so much, he started driving real race cars. Welcome to Tech Daily, Matt Simmons.
Thank you for having me.
Matt, talk me through your history with the game. When did you start playing, and how is it that you ended up dumping your postie bike for a real race car?
So yeah, it was way back when I was probably about 8 years old. I went to my uncle's house and saw he had the Gran Turismo on and told me to have a crack at it. So, that was interesting, I could say the least. I think whenever you play when you're a little kid, I was hitting more walls and driving straight. But I'm not doing that these days. It transformed me from racing at home right through to racing in real life, which is pretty cool.
Now, I guess your story isn't the typical one for professional race car drivers, is it? What's the normal process to embark on a motorsport career?
Yeah, for sure. The normal process is as a young kid, you'll sort of get straight into karting, and through years of racing as a kid and going up, you go through the different rounds to hopefully become an F1 driver, which I think is every boy's dream in motorsport. But for myself, it was definitely the new route now, which is thanks to the technology advancements. And now I've been able to, carve out a career through Gran Turismo and the opportunities they've been able to give me. And now battling it out with the same professional drivers that came through karting, which is really exciting.
Amazing. So just specifically, where are you at right now with your motorsport career, and what does the future look like?
I've been very fortunate to be racing in Europe for the past 2 years in what's regarded as the biggest and most competitive GT championship in the world. That's been definitely challenging, but such a privilege to be kind of in the deep end. And for the future, it's just about keeping myself in a race seat with Nissan and hoping I can be ready to race in Australia or around the world, just continue my dream as being a motorsport driver.
Amazing. Now, I mentioned it earlier, but did you ever get to have a look at the very first Gran Turismo game?
I think I did. I'm not 100% sure. I think when I was 8, it would be 1997, so I imagine it probably was Gran Turismo 1 that my uncle had. But my first official copy that I got my hands on and started playing from the ground up would have been Gran Turismo 3. And that was probably the moment when my mum was telling me to get off the PlayStation because I was playing it too much.
Now, the GT series has always been promoted as the real driving simulator. Just how worthy is it of that title?
Oh, for sure. I believe they hold that title very well, and it's highly regarded in the racing game scene because it's been worked on being a perfectionist with Kaznori and the Polyphony team. And when it comes to physics, the graphics, the car details, and even now with the online competitions, there's not too much that can rival it. But it's just a whole new level, and it's exciting to see where GT Sport will now continue that legacy. And it's going to be a very exciting couple of years to come.
Let's talk about that new game. Let's talk about the new game, Gran Turismo Sport. I understand you've had a bit of hands-on time with the game.
Yeah, it's definitely been a great perk of being the ambassador for GT Sport in Australia. I've been able to test out GT Sport on the PS4 Pro, so being able to see the high details on the 4K HDR. It's a visual delight, and the physics have definitely stepped up, which I'm sure most Gran Turismo fans will appreciate. We'll be excited to see it released on PlayStation 4.
A visual delight. Well, that's a pretty good description. Is it a big step up compared to Gran Turismo games on the PlayStation 3?
Definitely. I believe, there was a few titles on PlayStation 3 that they had almost got to the limit of what the capabilities of PS3. So with PS4, they've been able to, advance the graphics, advance the physics, advance the gameplay, to a level that everyone's been waiting on. So it's going to be exciting to see, the world embrace the new new copy and the new legacy of Gran Turismo. And yeah, I'm looking forward to racing people around the world.
Good stuff. Now, what is your setup for playing the game? Have you got the whole, you know, realistic racing wheel and racing chair set up at home?
I did for the PS3 GT6. But at the moment, I'm working on getting that as soon as possible, all in time for the new FIA Certified Championship, because that's what everyone's really hyped about in the on the sim racing scene. And yeah, it's going to be very big. So I've got to get my practice in, because all these guys are going to be chomping at their heels to want to get the title of being a champion in that series.
I bet. What about playing the game using the VR headset? Have you tried that?
I have. It's unbelievable. There's not anything like I've ever done before, and it really is the closest you can get to being in the racing car. For myself, the very first car I put in was ironically the car I drive on the weekend. So it was the Nissan GT-R GT3, and I was just looking around. I'm pretty sure I missed the start because I was looking around the car too much and couldn't believe that I was in my race car. But it's really cool that you end up driving more naturally because you can, you know, you're looking further forward and your inputs on the steering wheel and the pedals becomes that more natural, that you end up driving quicker. So it's definitely a new aspect to the game which people will definitely embrace. It's really cool and something that most everyone will definitely have to try out at some point.
Finally, Matt, what are your hot tips for anyone starting out with Gran Turismo for the first time or launching straight into this game?
Well, they've got a really good challenges and mission section where it literally starts from the ground up in Gran Turismo Sport, and you can learn the basics and the fundamentals on how to accelerate and lines and overtaking, which is all a crucial element of racing and in Gran Turismo. So enjoy that part of the game and then get your skills up so you'll be able to then race your mates online and race the best in the world. And then, you know, the opportunities are endless now with sim racing, and hopefully you may be able to live your dream in motorsport just as, like I have as well.
Matt, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.